Wow. Can you imagine, Yossi? Do you know what's going to be next week?
It'll be the week after this one.
Yes, but what kind of day is it?
Well, I don't know. Which day are you talking about?
Oh, maybe like Tuesday, like Tuesday night.
Hanukkah!
That's right. So I think, you know, like the story that I have, you know, should be something about Hanukkah a little bit.
I think so, too. You know, but if you're going to keep telling all your Hanukkah stories when you go out to tell stories, what kind of story you'll tell?
I think Hashem will find a solution for me. I have trust in him. Matter of fact, you know, the story I'm telling tonight has to do with trust.
Really? Like, what's the name of the story?
Just a little trust, my friend.
Ow. And is that the name of your new CD?
There you go, sticking in the new CD again.
Well, you know, I mean, I think everybody's interested. You know, is it going to come out for Hanukkah or not?
Well, okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. Absolutely.
Absolutely yes?
Absolutely not.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, Yufa Studios, which is run by Rabbi Yossi Fromwitz, and I, when we put something out together, we like quality, you know what I mean? So we're not going to sacrifice to try to push it to be 100% out on Hanukkah if it's going to suffer quality. So we're going to make a beautiful production, and it's going to be beautiful, and then we'll have it released.
Really? What's the name of it?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you the name of the CD is going to be called The Swindler. Oops, did I? Oh, well, you know, it slipped out. But anyways, but it's not for now. So when it's released, we'll let you all know. Okay?
All right. Well, it's going to be a good one.
Yossi, please, can I do a story?
Oh, yeah, right. Just a little trust, my friend. Yeah. Okay. Just a little trust, my friends out there, and the CD will be out.
Yossi. Okay. Anyways, I don't think I ever told this story before, and I got this story from the one who always emails me stories every now and then, and I'm glad he emailed me this story today, because Grada was very busy, and I didn't have a story yet, and then all of a sudden, I check my emails, and boom, what's the name? Yeah, Mendy Z. Mendy Z sent me a story, and I never heard this one before.
Who's it about, me?
No.
You?
No. Who's it about? It's about Chassam Seifer.
Ah, Rav Moshe Seifer, which is also known as Rav Moshe Schreiber, because Schreiber is the German way of spelling it, saying it, and the Yiddish way, and everything, you know, right? That's the one you're talking about?
That's correct.
Like he was born in 1762?
That's correct.
And he was nifter in 1839?
Yep, that's correct.
He lived to be 77 years old?
That's correct. Yossi, what are you doing?
I'm reading a paper. Oh, stop that, Yossi, please.
Okay, anyways, the Chassam Seifer, you know what his name stands for?
Oh, yeah. Chassam Seifer, right. The Ches in Chassam is like Chedushe, the Tav is Tyras, and the Mem is Moshe. Chedushe, Tyras, Moshe, Seifer, because his name was Moshe Seifer, right?
Very good. And how did you do that when I covered the paper?
Because even though you covered the paper, Rabbi Herbs, but there's one thing you forgot.
What's that?
I went into your head. Oh, Yossi, please.
Okay. Anyway, so this story, by the way, happened during the time that Rav Moshe Seifer, the Chassam Seifer, was a Rav of, the Rav of Pressburg. You know, Pressburg, there was a Pressburg not just in Germany or Russia, but there was a Pressburg in the Hungarian Austria Empire, which basically this was Pressburg, Hungary.
Oh, Mr. Pressburg was hungry?
No. Pressburg is a name of a country, a name of, you know, like a city in the country of Hungary under the Austrian Empire.
Oh, got it. Okay, so what happened?
Well, first we got to establish like this. Everybody knows that the Chassam Seifer was a very great tzaddik. And we know that he, you know, is able to have his tefillah spoil things, you know, and like, you know, one of his sons that were very sick became, you know, well, we're not going to tell that story, but you know that one that he, you know, he was very sick and then he got well, you know, and so on and so forth. Okay, so bottom line is, you know, like in 1806, he became the Rav of Pressburg. So this story happened within the 33 years that he was the Rav.
Okay, was it on the first year, the second year, the third year?
Well, all I know is that I was emailed the following information that happened when the great tzaddik, Rav Moshe Seifer, was in his 60s.
Oh, so then what happened?
Well, you see, you know that he was very, very active.
Really? Well, he played basketball or something? I mean, he's a Rav. He sits in the base of Medrash, no?
Yes. He sits in the base of Medrash. I don't think he went out to play basketball. I don't even know if basketball was invented yet. But the bottom line that I want to tell you is that he was a very staunch supporter to have betochen and amun and Hashem and to learn Torah and to live a life of Torah and not to change the Torah.
Well, I'm also like that, you know what I mean?
Yes, you're also like that?
Yeah, I don't change the Torah. I mean, well, I try to keep it.
Well, anyways, so he fought against the reform movement, but this story's not about that either.
Oh, so what is it?
Well, if you stop asking so many questions, I could tell you.
Oh, okay.
So, this story happened when the great tzaddik, Rav Moshe Sofer, was in his late 60s, or, you know, definitely in his 60s for sure. Okay, so now, there was a person, and we're going to call this person in the town, we're going to call him Sender.
Okay, what are we going to send him?
No, not send him. Sender is his name.
Oh, Sender is his name! Okay, so Sender is the name, and then what?
Well, you see, Sender was a rich person.
Oh, I see, yeah, okay, and?
Well, he was a very rich person, and what he did as a rich person was, he went over, and he was helping out, for tzedakahs, and you know, he was like an askin. Right. He was like a shtickle Parnas also, you know what I mean?
Was the name Parnas, or was the name
Sender. Okay, anyways, so what happened was is, Sender, you know, he read a shidduch with somebody, which, again, it's not very clear which town, so it was near Pressburg, so I looked around, and could be maybe it was in Kamarno, or maybe it was in Dunbar, but, you know, Kamarno is likely because there were more Jewish people at that time in that place, so maybe it was Kamarno. But anyways, so the idea is that he was mishadich with somebody, and it was a big mazel. Everybody was screaming, Mazel tov, Mazel tov, Mazel tov, Mazel tov.
Shemit tov, Mazel tov, Shemit tov, Hayel yimni, Echai yishav, Shemit tov, Mazel tov, Mazel tov, Shemit tov, Hayel yimni, Echai yishav,
Anyways, the bottom line is, they were singing, they were dancing. Well, whatever their tune was that they sang at that time. But anyways, it was very nice, it was a nice l'chaim. And then eventually, the arrangements were made for the chasana. And while the arrangements were made for the chasana, guess what happened?
Oh, somebody had a flat tire.
There was no cars in those days.
Oh, maybe somebody's stagecoach, the wheel fell off.
Nope. Sender was in his house, and he was talking with his wife.
Something I was just thinking out loud. It's a great idea that we take our son, Chosen, and bring him to the town of Kamarna where we're making the simcha. You know, I guess usually the chasen is where the kol is. So I like it. It's a great idea. So, you know what I was just thinking? I was just thinking, you know, that the Masadik Kedushin should be none other than the Heilige Tzadik, the Chasan Sofer. And what do you say to that?
Oh, that's a very nice idea. I like it very much. It's a great idea. But you know that he doesn't travel so much. He doesn't go away because he runs the yeshiva. You know, he's the Rosh Yeshiva and he's the Rav. So why do you think he's going to come?
Well, I am not 100% sure. But, I mean, I could always try to ask him. And then, I mean, after all, I'm not just a regular guy. I'm Sender.
Yeah, so what? Therefore what?
Well, you know, I always help give tzedakah for his collections that he collects for, whether it be for the yeshiva itself or whether it be, you know, it's Kanan Hora, a very big yeshiva.
I know. The yeshiva has Kanan Hora over 500 bochorim. Wow, it's probably the largest yeshiva out here in the Ganso Hungary. Anyways, but my point is, why would he go away? Because he has to take care of so many things.
I don't know, but, you know, like I said, I help him with tzedakos and things like that, and I try to do good things, and maybe he'll do me the honor. What do you say?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Then I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over and ask.
Okay, so go over and ask. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I'm going.
But you're not going.
What do you mean I'm not going?
You're still here.
Oh, sorry, but I have to say goodbye to you.
Okay, goodbye. Wait, you're still here.
Well, I gotta open the door first.
All right, open the door.
Okay, goodbye.
You said that already.
All right, I'm going.
You said that also already.
I'm on my way.
I don't see you on your way. You're still standing.
All right. I'm going.
And so, sure enough, he went to the Chasam Sefer. And he came to the base of Medrash over there. And he sat in the back, waiting for the finish, learning and taking a break. And then he went over to the Heilige Tzaddik and he said,
Heilige Tzaddik,
I see. Very interesting. You are here. Sender. What brings you here? You should be at work. It's like the military. Everybody has their job. Some people in the military, they all are the artillery. And some are the soldiers, the infantry up front. But each person has to be in their place. You are a worker. And you make money, Baruch Hashem. And Hashem chose you to be the shliach, to give tzedakah. But I don't remember calling you special to come down to give for a particular tzedakah at the moment. So what do I have this privilege for you to come?
To tell you the truth, the Heilige Tzaddik, you know, you were by Lachaim for my son's...
Yes, Baruch Hashem. So when are they getting married?
Baruch Hashem, they're going to get married, Hanukkah time.
Ah, very nice. I'm so happy for you, Baruch Hashem. So they're going to be married at Hanukkah. Wow. Gewaldig.
Yes, and I would like for you to, if it's possible, to join in our simcha.
Where are you making the simcha?
I believe in Kamarno, where the challah comes from.
Ah, so we have to travel by wagon. I see. Well, I'm not sure that I could be there. I have the yeshiva and everything.
Yes. That's why I'm not just asking you to come as a guest. I would feel very honored if the Heilige Tzaddik, Rav Moshe Sefer, if you would just honor us by being the Masada Kedushin, that would be gewaldig. So what do you say? And of course, I would definitely give a nice donation to the yeshiva. So what do you say?
I don't know what to do at the moment because one part of me says to do it because it'll benefit the yeshiva. But you see, I'm a person that has betuchen in the Rabbein Shleilem. And therefore, if I go, then who's going to run the yeshiva? Who's going to answer the shilas here? On the other hand, a person is supposed to do what he can and then rely on Hashem to do the rest, but you have to make your shtadlis. But then again, it depends on what madrega person is. If a person's on a higher madrega, then he could rely that if I do what I'm originally supposed to do and not take a break off of it, then I'll have the money what I need. So really...
Could the Rav maybe think about it a little, Think about it a little?
Let me close my eyes, sit down here for a minute, and let me think. When is the chasana?
I believe it's probably going to be the first night of Hanukkah. So we would have to travel a few days before. So just in case we have to sleep over a night in a local inn or something, on the way, we'll have to do that.
I see. It's very interesting. Let me close my eyes here a bit. Let me sit down and think.
Wow. The Rebbe is closing his eyes in deep thought. He's not opening. I hope he's not falling asleep on me. The Rebbe is getting old. It's very interesting. He never mentioned that he doesn't want to travel because of his age. Baruch Hashem for that. Well, let me just wait here and see what's going on. He's opening his eyes.
You know something? Sender, I usually don't make exceptions so easily. But somehow I have a feeling I should make an exception for you. So Be'ezras Hashem, I will be more than happy to come with you. I'll make all the arrangements over here that another Rav should be able to answer the shilas. And if he can't, he should wait until I get back. Or maybe send a telegram if it's possible. But whatever it is, I will go.
and it will be my pleasure to be the Masada Kedushin to such a Choshiva family as yours.
Well, thank you. Let me go tell my wife, and whatever. And I'll definitely give a donation.
I'm not doing it because of the donation. I'm not even going to ask you what you want to donate. I'm doing it because I have a feeling that I should be here with you.
That's pretty strong stuff. Okay, very, very, very good. I like that. Very good. No problem. I hear.
And so we went back to his wife.
I went back. Yeah, that's right, Jesse. I went back to my wife. Okay, and then I came inside the house. Kreindl.
Yes, you went to him?
Yes. And I popped the question.
Yes, and what happened? He probably said no, right? He's so busy, he has to run the yeshiva, has to answer shyless. Like I told you, he's not going to do it.
Well, actually, he kind of closed his eyes, and he thought about it for a minute, and then he opened his eyes, and then he said...
He said, I'm very sorry, I cannot do it.
Actually, no.
No, so I said, all right, that's what I said, he no can do it.
No, he didn't say no, I cannot do it, and no can do it. Actually, he said he's going to be Masada Kedushin.
But the Heilige Rov said he's going to come? Wow! I can't believe this. You got the Heilige Rov to come? Mamish, unbelievable. Wow! Oy, mama! Oy, oy, oy! I can't wait to tell our son.
I already told him. I passed by the yeshiva to where he was learning, and I went over to him, and since I was there by the Chasam Sefer, it didn't hurt to stop by our little bocherol, our chusim bocher, and that's what I did.
And so the time would pass on.
And it was getting closer and closer to the day that they had to go to a Kamarno. And so everybody was packing, and so some relatives went to travel. And some of the Chasam Sofer's, you know, took a couple of, I don't know if you want to call it Hasidim or, you know, followers or whatever it is, you know, the Rebbe can't go himself, you know, the Rav. So, you know, a couple of people, you know, went with him as well. So there was a wagon with the Chasam Sofer. There was a wagon with the Chosin and then his family. And then there was a wagon for guests. So I think there was at least
three wagons, at least.
But there might have been a fourth.
There might have been, but at least three. He described three.
Oh, what's the...
Well, I had to clear my throat.
You're always doing that lately.
I can't help it. Okay, so now, what do we do now?
You're telling the story.
I thought you were taking over.
You're trying to block me with your thoughts.
I'm just pulling your leg.
No, you're not. You're not much near it.
Oh, yeah, see, please. Okay. Anyways, so what happened was like this... While they were making their
preparations.
Right, while they were making their preparations, let's go over to Baldassare, who was a leader of a gang.
A gang? Uh-oh, trouble is coming. Pum pa dum pum 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 pum.
Well, maybe, you know, but maybe not. Maybe yes, and maybe not. But remember...
I know, always a happy ending.
That's right. Okay, so anyways, Baldassare just came back from doing a tremendous robbery.
Wow, so he's a gonif?
Yep, he's a gonif, and that's what he does. He does all this kind of stuff. He mamish is a goslin, a gonif, you name it, that's what he is. More like a goslin, because he's not afraid of anybody. Now, I got to tell you about Baldassare.
Yeah, it's like a Hungarian name, right?
Yes, that's right. Now, Baldassare was a very big fella.
Like, he was about 5'2".
I said a big fella.
6'2"?
A big fella.
6'6"?
Something like that.
Wow, he's a big fella. I hate to see what he eats for breakfast.
Me too. Okay, but anyways, let me just tell you. He had his gang, and they performed a robbery, and it just didn't go so well. And most of them all escaped, except a few got caught. And some of the men were very upset.
Yeah, boss, I don't like what you're doing. You understand? You make a plan, we go there, and we rob, and then something go crazy. And then we not get out, everybody. Some of our men got caught.
I hear what you are saying, But you know, the thing is that what we have here is a very interesting problem. You know, it is so happens that actually I made the plans very well, but it seems to be that maybe somebody here snitched and tell the authorities, because how did they know we were coming?
You're telling us that somebody here may have said something?
I think so. Very possible, no?
Yeah. Jenko, Baldizor is right.
Well, you have any idea of what's going on here, Lajos, huh?
Well, I do.
I wasn't asking your opinion, Edward.
But I'm giving it anyways.
All right. What is it?
I think that he wants to say is that, don't get angry, Baldizar, but you didn't take all the precautions that necessary. You could have taken better precautions, but you didn't. And because you didn't take precautions, so we lost a couple of our men. And that's not very good. So we think that maybe it's time to change leadership. Okay, let's vote for the leaders, okay? Let's get a new leader. That's what I say.
I say the same thing.
But the only one that didn't was Baldizar. Baldizar stood up his full 6'6". But mind you, he wasn't a skinny fella. Mind you, he was a very strong fella. Mind you, he was very muscular. Mind you, he was tough. Mind you, he wasn't ready to give up his leadership. So, mind you, what did he do? Oh, he started to speak. You, Baldizar.
Yes, okay. So, let me tell you. Somebody here thinks that I should not be the leader, huh? Okay. You know how we settle things over here.
Oh, yeah, I think we should vote. Everybody cast a ballot, and the more people's name come up, like, let's say, for example, if, let's say, my name, Lajos, comes up, or Petrikov comes up, or Sebastian comes up, or Gaber comes up, or Edward, or Dido, whatever it is, whichever name comes up, and they have more votes, you know, then they'll be the new leader.
You know something. I am in the gang very long time, and I think that we're going to change the plan.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Very simple. I was just thinking that instead of voting, I think that the one that's worthy to be the leader has to be the strongest one, the toughest one, the one that's fearless. Fearless, you understand? Not afraid of anything. And such a person like that should be the leader, okay? Now, right now, one of the reasons I'm the leader is because I am strong. I am big. I am smart.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
And you think you are smarter than me?
Well, I don't know. Ask me a question.
All right. How much is 15 plus 15?
We'll say there's 15, then there's the plus, and then there's another 15. So 15 and 15 is 30, and the plus, that's 1. Okay, 31!
You're a funny person, you know. I was just thinking out loud that maybe you should go back to school, maybe.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm a thief.
Yes, I know that. I think we're going to settle this one way. Who thinks he's tougher than me, he could take away the leadership. If not, I'm still the leader, and I'm still the boss here, you understand?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Sebastian, what do you say?
1 minute. I'm not afraid of you. I'm 6'8". I'm bigger than you. I'm strong. I got muscles.
Yes, you do. I think your muscles are in your brain. You know, if you want, you can come over here and try to fight me, okay?
And sure enough, they made a big circle. The gang made a circle. And whoever, you know, fell first was supposed to be the loser. And whoever was still standing when the fight is over, that's supposed to be the leader. That's the way they did it in those times, okay? And so one of the guys said,
all right,
in this corner we are waiting here. Okay, is our current leader, Baldassar, wants to defend his title of being the leader. And Sebastian, over here, wants to challenge Baldassar for the leadership. Okay, ready? In your corner. 1, 2, 3, fight!
And all of a sudden, the two of them started fighting. There was punching, there was kicking, there was biting, there was scratching. Was there any tickling? I don't know, I wasn't there. But anyways, they were fighting and tickling. No, they were fighting and hitting each other, and it's a big, tough fight. And then all of a sudden, it was really funny, because all of a sudden, Baldassar picked up Sebastian high in the air.
Wow, Olivia, you got to be very strong because, you know, Sebastian is a pretty heavy fella.
And he threw him down to the floor. Boom! And Sebastian was knocked unconscious. When he came to, he had an ice pack on his head, whatever they made the ice pack, whatever they did, probably a cold compress or something from the river. And everybody realized that
I'll look in your head. 1 second. Baldassar.
Right. Baldassar remained the leader. And maybe it's fitting because I think Baldassar means a prince or something. Okay, but anyways, in Hungarian, I think, something like that. Anyways, so the gang was making their plans. And one of the plans was made by
the boss, of course, Baldassar.
And Baldassar said,
all right, now you're listening to me. I'm going to pull a crazy robbery and we're not going to lose a single man because normally there are no police there. Okay, so listen to what they're going to do. What we're going to do is very simple, okay? What we're going to do is there's an inn on the way to Carmarno, right? People are going to stop there because besides Carmarno has a marketplace. So people are going to come, they're going to have money. So when they go to sleep at night, we're going to come, we'll break open the door, you understand?
But what about the alarm?
There were no alarms yet, remember?
Oh, yeah, right.
So we're going to break down the door, we're going to come inside, we're going to go room to room, and we're going to rob. What do you say? And if anybody tries to do something...
Yeah, I know. We are going to hurt them.
Yeah, couldn't it be fun?
And so the gang was making their preparations. And meanwhile, while the gang was making their preparations, the Heilige Tzaddik, the Chassan Sefer, finished making his preparations, and the whole entourage, all three packed wagons, were on their way. And the wagons were going away. And they were bouncing up and down, but it didn't bounce so much because it had a lot of weight in it, because they were full with the guests, the people, and, of course, the Heilige Chassan Sefer and a couple of Hasidim and everything. And, of course, they were, I guess maybe if you don't want to say Hasidim, maybe had maybe Talmidim, good, top Talmidim that came with him wherever he went. Okay, so anyway, so the Chassan Sefer was on his way. But then, along the way, it started to get dark, and, of course, they got off, Nidav Mincha, Nidav Mayriv. And they tried to travel a little more when suddenly the Chassam Sefer said,
well, I think it's time for us to go over and maybe stop off at an inn. We should stop by the Kretschmer, the inn over there. I see right before Carmarno, there's an inn. I think we should go there and stay there for the night. And then tomorrow morning after the Daven Shachris, we'll go weiter and travel the rest of the way to Carmarno. Okay, everybody agrees? What about you, Sender?
Yeah, sure, Zicha, 100%, no question about it. Yeah, Zicha, 100%, yeah, sure.
And of course, they came into the inn. And Baruch Hashem,
the inn had...
I was a Jewish innkeeper?
Why not? A lot of innkeepers were Jewish, so this one was a Jewish one.
Okay, so he's Jewish.
Ah, Shalom Aleichem. Ah, bunch of guests over there. Oh, look how many Yidden are coming. Baruch Hashem. Ooh, Kanan, Ahora. Look at all of this men here coming here. Whoa. And a lot of men, women, and little children. Hi, little kid.
Hi.
You know, this must be. Tell me, where are you going?
We're going to Carmarno. There's a big Hashner. Send over. He's making a Hashner.
Oh, that's very nice, very nice. Oh, very nice. It's nice to be... Oh, wait a minute. I recognize you. Who's the rabbi over there?
That's going to be the Masada Kedushin.
Ah, the Masada Kedushin. Who is he?
And all of a sudden, Sender walked up and he said,
"You know, I want to tell you that this person that you're looking at is the Heilige Tzaddik, the Moshe Seifer. Moshe Seifer? Oh, the Rabbi, the Chassam Seifer, what's he doing? Well, he's going to be the Mesada Kedushin."
"Oh, that's right. I'm zoiche to have him to become the Mesada Kedushin by the Chasana. He agreed to it. So he's coming along with us. Now, you know, he doesn't do this very often, but this time he decided. So I'd appreciate if you give him a nice room, quiet room, so he could sit and learn, because while we normal people go to sleep, this holy, holy person doesn't go to sleep so soon. He still learns. Okay, so can we do that? Make sure he has candles and lights and everything?"
"Sure, of course. I'll make sure he has everything. Yes, no problem. Okay, very good."
And so everybody got set up. They were going into their rooms and everything. And, of course, people settled in. They had their suppers, and they ready to bed down for the night. They were going to sleep and everything like that. And, of course, the Chassan Sefer took out a couple of svarim. He sat by the table, set up a lantern, and he began to learn. And it was mamish gevaldik. He was geschmackly learning, unaware of anything that was around him. Because that same night was the night that Baldassar decided that they're going to rob the inn.
"All right, remember what I'm telling you, yes? All right, soon everybody coming here. We're going to come and wait a little bit. Let's wait another hour, and then everybody be asleep, and then we'll wake them up, and they'll be confused."
"Yeah, very good idea. I like this very much, okay?"
So they waited the hour, and then, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. And then the hour was up. They came to the door. They smashed it open. And as they smashed the door open, there, sitting there, who fell asleep, was the owner of the inn, or actually, say, the one who runs the inn. And little Schmelke was over there, and he's going, what's going on here? Who wake me up?
Wait. Excuse me, you need a room? You are funny. You hear that? Baldassar, our boss, is over here. He made a joke. He wants to know if you want a room."
"Yes, I do. I want a room. I want every single room. You know what I mean?"
"Well, one second. You can't take every single room. You're a big fella, canine, horror, po-po-po, but you're not that big that you can fit in all the rooms at one time."
"That is because I don't want to rob you only."
"Rob? Me? Me only? I mean, what are you talking about?"
"I want to rob everybody in every room. So I want to go around, and I want to go over, and I want to rob everything. So what do you say? Yes, I can do this?"
No, you cannot do this. It's not right."
Maybe we should tie him up. Do you have any money here, maybe?"
No, I have it in the safe.
In the safe. Show us where the safe is. "Men, go around and start knocking on doors, and if they don't open, break down doors. Start robbing."
And so the men, they started going up the steps. And when they came up the steps, they started banging on the doors. And they smashed one door after another. And people woke up.
"Oh, what's going on here? What are you doing?
"Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. I'm sleeping here. Are you looking for your room?"
"Yeah. I'm looking for your room."
"And that's what I said. You're looking for your room?"
"No. Your room. Now give me your valuables."
Huh. And all of a sudden, all that noise caused such a big commotion that Sender woke up.
What's going on here? Seems to be so much noise going on. We have a chasen to go to. Let me take a peek outside. Oy vey, it's me. What do I see over here? Those guys don't look like guests. Wow, they have clubs and knives and... Uh-oh, those aren't guests. Those are thieves. Everybody seems to be scared and screaming and crying.
"Please, mister, don't take away my money. I have to go to the market, please.
No, please. Have mercy on me. Have money on me. I've got a business deal to take care of. And come on, please. Don't do this to me. Please."
Wow, I don't like this. They don't look like they have much Rachmanis on them. They're very merciless.
I think the word is merciless.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, but it's late at night. So now you got me mixed up.
You're supposed to go now to the Chasan Sefer and knock on his door and then hurry up and you know the rest.
Oh, yeah. Let me hurry up. Let me go to the Chasan Sefer.
And he ran to the Chasan Sefer and he starts pounding on the door. And the Chasan Sefer was startled.
Oh, what was this? What's the knocking on the door? Yeah, 1 second, I'm coming. Sender, what's the matter? You don't look so good.
Rabbi, I don't know how to tell you this, but it's a very, very serious situation here. It doesn't look good. I'm petrified.
What are you petrified from? What's going on?
Well, you see, the inn was attacked by robbers, and it's still in progress. And they're going from door to door, and they're robbing everybody, and they take everybody, everybody's possessions. And Rebbe, you know, I'm carrying a lot of money. I'm carrying money to pay for the chasna. I'm carrying money to cover for the nadin, you know, the dowry for the chasn.
Am I the father of the chasn?
You know, come to think of it, I may have made a mistake. If he has dowry money, so he must be the kala. And probably not to stop the boy from learning is probably why he agreed to make the chasna over there. So the next time I get an email from Mendizi, I'll have to tell him he gave me a piece of wrong information. Okay. Anyway, so I'm glad we corrected that.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that sooner or later.
I'm sure you would. Okay. So now we got that straight. So he had Nadengil, so he really is the father of the Kala. So now that we got that straight.
Okay. You can continue now.
Okay. So Rebbe, what am I going to do? I have so much money here and I have presents and gifts. What am I going to do?
First of all, you have to have trust in Hashem. Just a little trust, my friend. You must have just a little trust in Hashem. If you have betochen, you're going to do a mitzvah, a chasna, to marry off children, to start, to build, to be a boine bayis neman be Yisrael. It's a very big mitzvah. And if you have the proper kavonis, then there's no reason that harm should come for you. You didn't do anything particularly wrong that deserves such punishment. And you know, if you concentrate on the words that we say many times, Ein oid melvadoi, there's none besides him. And you know what we mean. We mean there's none besides Hashem. And if you realize that Hashem is controlling everything, and you realize he's in charge, then the terrible situation doesn't matter. But if you're strong in your amunah, and like I said, just a little trust, my friend, the right betochen, that Hashem performed miracles.
I don't think I'm such a bad ring. I'm too petrified.
Okay, sorg sich nicht. I'll take care of everything, Be'ezus Hashem.
Be'ezus Hashem, what are you going to do?
I'm going to speak to the gang leader. Don't worry about a thing. You know, like I said, just a little trust, my friend.
And so the Chasan Sefer, he walked down the steps. And he came down. And as he got to the bottom of the steps, he went over to one of the, you know, Ganovim, and he said,
Anshulikmir, excuse me, I would like to speak to your leader.
You want to speak to our leader? Hey, Jew, are you feeling all right? You're just an old man. What do you want to do, get into a fight with our leader? Sebastian couldn't beat our leader. Baldassar is big and strong. He probably could crush you with his pinky. We'll just take his little pinky and boom! He's going to do that to you. So if I were you, I would just go and give us, you know, the riches so we don't have to tell him.
You're not listening. I said I want to speak to your leader.
But my leader!
Listen to me. Ein oid milvadri. You know what that means?
Absolutely not.
Good, but I do. And I trust in Hashem. And I believe that I have to speak to your leader right now. So if you don't mind, call your leader right now and tell him I'm not afraid of him.
You're not afraid. I Baldassar.
What is it? Yeah, can you tell me what the problem is? Yes, maybe?
Yeah, Baldassar.
Yeah, right. I'll tell him, because I was right near you when it happened. Are you listening, Baldassar? There's old Jewish rabbi over there. Looks like a rabbi. Maybe he's not, but he's got a long beard. He looks like a holy face. You know? And he wants to speak to you.
What? He wants to speak to me? Oh, he's going to tell me, please don't rob anybody. Big joke. I could flick him with my pinky.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, I heard him. He really stuck up for you, boys.
All right, no problem. I think I'm going to go over to him. Hello there, Mr. Old Jew. What do you want from me?
And suddenly, the Heilige Tzaddik, the Chassan Sefer, turned around. And he didn't pick up his head to look directly at the ganafia. And he said,
I would like you to call off your robbery. I would like you to return everything to everybody. And please leave this motel right away. There's a big chasna going to be tomorrow, and you're disturbing, and people need to rest. So do me a favor. Call off your people. Tell them to leave everything just the way it is, and leave now.
You are a funny rabbi. You think that I'm going to be afraid of you? And you think that just for one moment, because you're asking me like that, I'm going to stop? No way.
Ay, 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 ay. Ein oid milvadoi.
And suddenly, the Heilige Tzaddik, the Chassam Sefer, picked up his head. He stared with his eyes at Baldassare. And Baldassare suddenly froze stiff. It's like he became a piece of ice, maybe. He became paralyzed. And suddenly, the people turned around. That is, his gang turned around.
Hey, boss! Hey, boss! We're almost done. There's just a few more rooms. Boss? I'm talking to boss. And why are you staying like that? You know, you're not moving, boss. How do you stay in that position for so long? You're not even twitching. Hey, boss. Hey, Jenko, get over here.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe Dito. You know anything about first aid?
Yeah, I know. Let me see. I can get him to move. Ka-chicka-chicka!
I don't think he's ticklish.
The boss is not ticklish.
Yeah. Boss is not moving. He froze. Hey, you boss? Yoo-hoo!
Now wave your hand in front of his eyes, see if he sees. Oh, no. I don't know what's going on here, but he's paralyzed, and...
Oh.
The rabbi might look at us, and he's going to curse us, whatever he does with his eyes, and we're going to be paralyzed, too. I don't know about you.
I got the feeling I know what you want.
Yeah, me too.
And suddenly became so frightened, they all ran out the door, and they dropped everything they stole. And they left their boss standing there. And Chassan Saifa told everybody,
Rabbi, Einoid Mavadai, the Rabbi Nishlelim never rests. He takes care of those who trust in him. Just a little trust, my friends. Just a little trust. A bissel betochen and bring shalom, everything be fine. Anyways, okay, sure, we have to make a status, but sometimes we have to reach a madrega where, you know, betochen works. Okay, yeah, the reiner, everybody go to sleep. We got a chasna to go to, and people got to go to the marketplace.
But what about them?
Don't worry about him. He's not going anywhere.
And so everybody went back to their rooms. And this guy stood there, and you know, the innkeeper goes,
one second, let me see. Hello, yoo-ho, Mr. Boogie Monster, hello, are you there? Hello, ka-chicka-chicka. My goodness, he's not moving. His eyes look like they're frightened and everything. Can you hear me say something? He's not talking. He's in that position the whole time. Okay, Mr. Statue, good night. I go to sleep now.
And sure enough, he went to sleep. And the rooster crowed in the morning. And everybody woke up. And everybody davened properly with a minion. And then they left. And some of the people were leaving. They were laughing.
It's amazing. Mamish, amazing. Kebakik, Yankele, Zeist, look at him. See what's going on there? Isn't that amazing? He's just still standing there, not even moving a fraction. Peekaboo! Coochie-coochie-coo! Not moving. What? Well, again.
And after they left, suddenly the gang came back.
All right. Let us see what's going on here. Did the rabbi leave? Yes, he left. Oh, no. You come back here now to rob? I'll go chase after the rabbi. No! We came back here for our boss. Hello, boss. Come on. It's time to go. Hello? Oh, my goodness. He's still stiff. He's still paralyzed in one position. What should we do?
Well, I don't know about you, but I think that rabbi is very holy. And the best thing for us to do is we better apologize to the rabbi and ask him to forgive us, and then maybe he'll free our leader.
Yeah, he's right. Let's go. Come on.
And sure enough, they galloped with their horses. And since the Eden, they were going to Kamarna, they were going with wagons. They couldn't go as fast as the horses. And suddenly, one guy in the back wagon says, I don't know that if they ask me to speak, I have a wonderful Devat Torah to speak by the Shaifa Bruchis, you know that? And I would just, oy vayz mir, there's a lot of dust coming from the back. It sounds like thunder, but it's not raining. It's the light clouds, a clear day. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. I see they're coming closer. Look, it's the rabbis. The rabbis are coming. Hey, hey, Shmero, hit the horses faster.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yeah.
And he whipped the horses, and they were going faster. And then the other wagon said,
what's going on here? All right, the robbers are coming. Faster, faster.
And one of the robbers said, stop, 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 stop.
Oh, no, I'm not stopping.
I'm not stopping either. Come on, come on.
And suddenly, the Hassan Saifa's wagon was going a little faster. And they shook as they were going faster and faster. And the Saifa fell out of his hands. And it's like snapped him out of it for a moment because he was so deep in his learning.
What's going on here? What happened? Why is everything going faster? It's a very big... the dust from here. <It's> terrible.
Of course it's dusty. You're going very fast. What's the problem?
The robbers from last night, they're back. They probably want to get revenge. What are we going to do?
Ah, stop the horses.
Stop the horses?
Yes, yes. I think they want to just talk to us.
Talk to us? Ein ol melvadoi. Ein oid melvadoi. Concentrate. They cannot harm you if you trust in Hashem. But really trust. Yeah. Ein oid melvadoi. Ein oid melvadoi. Ein oid melvadoi.
And sure enough, they stopped the wagons. The wagon stopped. And when those wagons stopped, what ended up happening was, as the wagon stopped, the robbers came over and surrounded them.
I knew it. We should have gone and gone and gone. Look, they're surrounding us. They're going to rob us.
But the Hassan Saifa doesn't look like he's rattled. He's turning over to them and looking at them.
Yes? What can we do for you?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know how you did a very interesting job. I don't know how you do that. You give a look and boom, zets, crack, beam. I don't know what you do. But our leader is still paralyzed. And you know, you left and he's still paralyzed. You got to help us. Free our leader. Make him unparalyzed. Do something. What can you do?
Ah, what can I do? You'd like that he should be able to move?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm asking on one condition.
Oh, yeah? What's the condition? like you're in a position to tell us what to do?
Ein oid melvadoi.
Ein oid... What is that?
Listen to me very carefully. If you want your leader to be able to move again, you have to listen to my condition.
All right, let's hear what your condition is. Maybe I will do it, maybe I won't. But if you don't tell me what it is, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
All right. You all must give up to rob. You must become regular citizens. You must live like normal people.
What? I will be supposed to do that. I mean, I've been living in the farm for so many years. We rob and steal and cheat people. I mean, you know, I mean, I got used to it.
Well, get unused to it. Because if you don't all agree, I will not go back to the inn. And therefore, your leader will remain paralyzed for the rest of his life. Okay, Zygizant, make your decision. Jenko?
Yes, one second. Let's think about this. All right. Tell you what. I could speak for myself. If you make my boss that he could be normal again, I will give up robbing. I become normal citizen.
That's wonderful.
What about the rest of your men?
But I could only speak for myself.
Well, you know, maybe what I do is, since you like your boss so much, maybe I make him to be normal, and those that still rob, I'll let them take his place.
No, not so fast. What was that word you said?
Ein oid mavade.
Yeah, whatever it is. Listen to me. I'm asking, is that the word you guys use?
Yes.
I agree to wholeheartedly stop stealing, and I give it up.
And each one promised to give it up. And then the Hassan Sefer went back. And then he stood right in front of Baldassare. And Baldassare was looking, but he couldn't do anything. But you saw the fear in his eyes grew even more when the Hassan Sefer came forward. And the Hassan Sefer said like this, "Listen to me very carefully. Your men agreed to give up being robbers. They gave up being an ovim. They're not going to steal anymore. They live normal lives. And now you listen to me. If you want to be unparalyzed, you must give this up also. Because if you're just going to try to make me think you're going to say yes for now, and then when I'm gone, you know, you're going to go back to your stealing, the paralyzation is going to return also. Ah, I could see from your eyes, you agree. Very good. Men, listen to me very carefully. Take that pail of water and spill it over. Make sure you cover his whole body.
Oh, I always wanted to do that. Yeah, I could spill water all over the Porsche. I could do anything to me.
And all of a sudden, the water dripped all over them and mainly got completely over the boss, and suddenly he started to move.
Really? I can move my arms. I could talk again. Oh, I thought we were going to stay like that forever. Oh, Rabbi, thank you very much.
But remember, you gave your word. No more
stealing. I don't want to stay like this in funny statue position for the rest of my life. No. I do what you say. You tell me I should go. I give up. Everybody else give up, because if anybody doesn't give up, you face me.
I'm not going to face you. No way.
I'm not going to face you.
I'm not going to face you.
And each one came to the conclusion that they did not wish to face him, and therefore they all agreed to give up the thievery. And supposedly they did, because we never heard from them again. Okay, do we have any time for any phone calls? And maybe a few. Okay, alrighty.
Wow, that was a great story. But all right, hello, you're on the ear. What's your name? What lesson you learned tonight's story?
Me?
Yes, you. What's your name? What lesson you learned tonight's story?
I'm Shnei Goldstein, and I learned that you should give tzedakah, learn Torah, use your money wisely, give the opportunity to be Masada Kedushin Torah, don't deserve, don't fight, have mercy, have bitachon and emunah, and don't kill.
Excellent. Beautiful. You got a lot of stuff there. You just missed one thing, but we'll see if anybody else has it. Okay, but great. That was fantastic. Thank you very much, and kultiv. Okay, hello, you're on the air. What is your name, and what lesson you learned tonight's story? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? What lesson do you learn tonight's story?
Hello? Why are they hanging up? Is there something wrong again with the phones? No? Okay, we'll try another call. Hello, you're on the ear. What's your name and what lesson you learned tonight's story?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear him. Yes, what's your name? What lesson you learned tonight's story?
Yeah, I think it's... You shouldn't steal.
Right.
And you shouldn't kill, you shouldn't fight.
Right. Maybe you'll have... There's one more thing I'm really looking for. Anybody got it yet? No, so far not. Okay, but you got a lot of stuff. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? What lesson do you learn tonight's story?
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello?
Oh, yeah, you're very low over there. Can you be louder a bit? Can't hear you. Okay. Hello? I hear static and everything. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? What lesson you learned tonight's story?
Ooh, well, it's about time I got in. Oh. Like last week, I couldn't.
Yes, okay. So now, meantime, so you're in.
Being that it's not Hanukkah yet, I'm already in the Hanukkah spirit.
Okay, that's good. But, Masha, you got the missing lesson that I'm looking for, if anybody else didn't get it yet?
Yeah, Yeah, the lesson is that, yeah, it's just like the song. Hey, Nida.
Excellent. You got it, Masha. That's right.
Yeah, that's the song. I love the song.
Yes. Einoid Malvade.
Yeah, it's a favorite.
Yes, yes. Einoid Malvade is it. If a person has true betochen and realizes that Hashem is the one who controls everything, then he will be protected even in tough situations. That's correct. That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like that song. It's great.
Yes, it is. Okay, I think that's all the time we have. So until next week, everybody have a wonderful week and a wonderful Hanukkah. So until then, enjoy. Kol Tov. Bye.
For everyone, this is JRootRadio.com.